House lights back on. Warsaw in road black uniforms. Orange numbers, orange trim. Mishawaka in whites with maroon numbers, maroon trim, and a little bit of gray on the right pant leg. We are ready to go. Big game here in the Northern Lakes Conference. Warsaw and Mishawaka from the cave. It'll be Jaeger to jump it up against Fisher. And everybody's ready to go. And so are we. And so are you. We hope. Settle in. We're ready for NLC basketball on a Thursday. It's taken this officiating crew a little bit to get themselves situated. Now we're ready. Up she goes. And the tip is controlled by Jaeger. And Carson Gould will bring it up. And again, that right thumb heavily taped here at the beginning of this game. Gould, skip pass left corner Sullivan, down in deep to Jaeger. Jaeger spins, half hook is no good. And the rebound is tipped, it's loose, and Jaeger was out of bounds when he touched it. It's out of bounds to Mishawaka. Jaeger got a good look in the lane. His little hook shot was a little bit long. Came right back his way. He was unable to get to it. Mishawaka with a chance for their first lead. Warsaw in a man-to-man defense. Snyder, right side, Fisher. Back out to Snyder. Snyder to the left elbow, down the left side of the lane against Gould. Throws it back to the free throw line. Here comes a jump shot by Pritchett. It's wide right, no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Fisher. They get a reload. Out to Pritchett. Now Snyder will throw back to Fisher. His three is way off. Jaeger's got the rebound for Warsaw. It's knocked away from him, and it's going to be out of bounds to Warsaw. Johnson, when he landed, slid, and his backside touched the white line at the end of the cave. Out of bounds to Warsaw. Just getting started. Warsaw won the JV game 44-31. And what was a 26-26 game after three? Gould between the circles. Into the corner, Sullivan. Down in deep, Jaeger. Good catch inside. And Jaeger rolls it in. Jaeger's got the first 2 points of the game. And here come the K-Ben. Snyder. Out top for Fisher. Again, the quarterback for Keith Kinder's caveman football team. Out to the top. Snyder tries a three and hits. Jackson Snyder hits a three-pointer. And Mishawaka has a 3-2 lead. Gould across the line to Sullivan. Left side to Brant Martin. That's the first time he's touched the ball. Sullivan, right corner, Gould. Open. Fakes the three. Runs in the lane. Ran out of space. He kicks in the corner. Berger tries a three. No good. Skimmed off the back of the rim. Long rebound. Nelson up ahead for Johnson. And a foul is going to be called against the Tigers. Just before Mishawaka got the rebound, Johnson took off down the floor. And Berger did everything he could to catch up. Free throws coming up here for Rasaun. R-A-S-A-U-N. 65% free throw shooter. As a team, Mishawaka is 68%. And he shoots the first one up and in. He averages 10 a game to go along with 2 assists and 3 rebounds. That's 4-2 Mishawaka. They've scored the last 4 of the game, and Johnson gets one more. And the 6'3 senior puts that one in. 2 very confident free throws, and it's 5-2 Mishawaka. Gould far sideline. Middle of the court for Martin. Now near side to Berger. Berger, cross-court pass to Jaeger. Out to top, Sullivan. Back to the right side for Jaeger. Now Martin off a screen. Down inside, Sullivan. Sullivan will fake and lean and shoot and miss it. And he got his own rebound. Now he's got it on the baseline. Throws it out to the sideline to Berger. Now back out to Gould, and they'll reload it and try it again. Martin right wing right in front of the Mishawaka bench. Out to Berger. Luke Bricker to the scorer's table. Robbie Finlinson right behind. Martin, right side, Berger. Blows by Fisher. And then his pass is tipped, and it's taken away. Solo by Snyder. Up ahead, 2-on-1. Johnson runs over Sullivan. Offensive foul. Sullivan got back just in time. Johnson with the offensive foul. First foul against the K-Bend of the game. Bricker and Finlinson in. Berger and Sullivan out. 5:25 left to play here in the opening quarter. And again, them not starting, not a punishment. It was rewarding two guys who filled in for them on Saturday and did a pretty good job. Gould off a screen at the top. Picked up by Pritchett. Now into the corner to Finlinson. Finlinson. Oh, there's Jaeger sneaking under the backside for two. That's a good cut by Jaeger and a good job by Robbie to find him there. That ends a 5-0 run by Mishawaka. It's 5-4 in favor of the Cavemen. 3 minutes in. Johnson out top for Snyder. Snyder looks right, dribbles right. Gould gives him space. Now he'll back it out beyond the volleyball line and drive hard to the right, down to the block. Underhand flip shot is no good, and Finlinson grabs the rebound for Warsaw. Gould, bad pass, ball knocked away from Bricker, taken away by Johnson. That's a bad pass by Gould. He's looking right at it, and he threw it behind him. Pritchett picked up, right side Johnson. Johnson drives in, threw it behind Pritchett. He's able to keep it in the front court. Now Johnson between the circles. 4.5 minutes left to play opening quarter. Mishawaka leads by one. Off a screen, Johnson top of the circle. Drives to the left elbow, then to the left wing. Throws it back out for Anthony Nelson. Nelson on the weave to Snyder. Snyder backs away, now to Fisher. Fisher one-on-one against Martin. Takes him down to the block, fakes, leans in, shoots it short. Martin the rebound for Warsaw. Gould in transition, far side of center, halfway through the opening quarter. Out top, Bricker. Runs the left side of the lane, fakes, kicks it out. Gould, right corner, Martin, up the baseline. All the way to the rack, block from behind. Fisher with the block. Up ahead, Johnson, right side, and he's bumped by Finlinson. Two teams determined to play defense and play it well in this game. And it's a non-shooting foul. It's out of bounds on the side. And here comes Jack Troyer into the game for Mishawaka. Also in is Landon Johns, who's been splitting time between the JV and the varsity, but they've got two significant injuries. We'll tell you about the first one, the big one, in a minute. Pritchett outside the lane against Jaeger. Bounces it out to the top for Johns. Johns dribbles left and spins right. Gives it off for Brady and Fisher. Into the corner for Johns. Up the baseline. Slipped it inside. Pritchett with a spinning move. No good. Jaeger the rebound for Warsaw. Warsaw looks for the lead this trip. 3:19 left to play here in the first quarter. Warsaw down 5-4. Trey Davis to the scorer's table. Finlinson back to Gould. His defender slipped out to Bricker. Bricker makes a move down the lane. Lost the ball. Got it back and puts it up and missed it. Jaeger the rebound. And a foul is going to be called against Luke Jaeger. Jaeger for over the back. That's his first. Out of bounds to the K-Ben. Trey Davis into the game for Luke Jaeger at 3:03 of the first quarter. 5-4 Mishawaka in a low-scoring game. A low-scoring game favors Mishawaka. Although they've had a couple of fast break opportunities and have 5 points to show for it. Right corner Pritchett. Picks up his dribble. Out top for Snyder. Snyder with some interference in front of him. He's able to get it to the right side, then throw it back to Troyer. Now back to the right for Johns. Johns starts in against Bricker. Backdoor pass. A beauty to Fisher for two. Brady's first two makes it 7-4 Mishawaka. 2.5 minutes left to play here in the opening quarter. Near sideline to Bricker. Bricker drive to left baseline. Cut off. A whistle and a foul call. This will be a non-shooting foul, I think, against Johns on the baseline. And it will be out of bounds to Warsaw. Johns with his first second team foul against Mishawaka. Martin near corner. Underneath Trey Davis. Oh, Fisher tipped that ball off the baseline. Looked like Trey was wide open. I saw what Brandt saw. And Fisher at the last minute wheeled back around. Was able to get a hand on it and keep the ball from getting to Trey. Berger in. Gould out with 2:23 left to play in the quarter. Berger left baseline. Looking, got it into Bricker. Bricker low block left, ball knocked away, and we'll have a held ball, and the air belongs to Mishawaka. If we learned nothing from the JV game, we learned that Mishawaka, when you get the ball, they're going to come slap it. And if they get on, they get on. They don't care. I think that was pretty clean on that one myself. But The Hellbolt makes it a turnover for the Tigers with 2:13 left. Mishawaka with the ball up by three. Fisher, left side Troyer. John starts in against Bricker. Now he'll throw it out to the elbow for Pritchett. Back to Johns. He'll drive the free throw line. Ball tipped by Bricker off of Davis and out of bounds. They are missing Trey Thomas, who would be considered their sixth man. He twisted an ankle. He's out at least 2 weeks. That happened earlier this week. Jaeger back in the game for Warsaw. Martin will get his first rest of the contest. But they're really missing him, and Braden Smith has a torn labrum, so that's problematic for the Cavemen, too. On the inbounds, into the right corner, Troyer, Pritchett. Blocking foul is going to be called on Trey Davis. And the official is coming over here. Matt Moore is going to creep up the sidelines and have a word. I don't know what more Trey could do. He was standing right there. Pritchett leaned into him with the left shoulder and knocked him over. That's 14 fouls on Warsaw this quarter. In the corner, Johns turns, starts in, got around Bricker and banks it. Too high, no good. Trey Davis, the rebound for Warsaw. Tigers down 7-4, 1:45 left to play, opening period. Finlinson to Jaeger to the left. Out to Finlinson. Now everybody looks confused as to where everybody's supposed to go. Bricker left corner off his screen, up the baseline, pulls up from 6 feet, shot at 8 feet. No good. Fisher the rebound for the Cavemen. That was not even close. Troyer out top for Snyder. Snyder crossing over to the left elbow. On the weave, Pritchett, he'll drive hard and a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Trey Davis again. That's Trey second, Warsaw's fifth of this quarter, and free throws coming up here for Mishawaka. Cooper Pritchett at the free throw line. That's on this Mishawaka team. That's not the guy you want up there. He's 77%. A 6'3" senior who averaged 9 points a game in their game on Monday in a win over South Bend Clay. He also had nine. And he puts his first free throw up and in. Sullivan and Gould back in for Davis and Berger with 1:14 left to go in our opening period. Mishawaka up 8-4. If Warsaw doesn't do something here, this is going to be one of their lowest scoring quarters of the season. Second one by Pritchett rattles in. Cooper's got both, and it's 9-4 in favor of Mishawaka here at the Cave. Gould pounding the dribble out on the left. Skip pass across Finlinson, wide open. Three on the way. It's good. Robbie Finlinson with his 24th three-pointer of the year. He went the whole weekend last weekend without a single make. Warsaw needed that one a big way. It's 9-7. 50 seconds left to play in the period. Snyder against Gould. The count is on. Snyder across the center circle to Johns. Now Bricker will get close enough to draw a count there. Johns starts in, then backs up. Out of the far side, Fisher in front of the PA announcer at the scorer's table. Guarded by Sullivan. Near corner for Pritchett. Back out to Snyder. 25 seconds. Snyder against Gould. Starts to the middle and then throws it to Fisher and then gets it right back. 17, 16, 15. E.J. Carroll is counting. Snyder trying to get away from Gould. 9 seconds. Now 8. Snyder drives left, got down to the block, leans in, forced up a tough shot, no good. Jaeger the rebound, 3 seconds, 2. Bricker will throw it, it's deflected, and that'll do it for the first quarter. After 1, Mishawaka 9, Warsaw 7. We'll start quarter 2 in 60 on News Now Warsaw.